FreePod has two interviews for you today. First up is FreePod and Tim Beck 2 hosts Tim and Becky Connors talking about their popular annual holiday performance of Christmas Memories. After that, Tim is joined by twice as nice owner, Carmella Jackson, to talk about 25 years in business.
Becky and I have been married over 32 years now, and one of our first projects together before we were married was Christmas Memories, and that's going to be coming up very soon on December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Becky, tell us about the beginnings of Christmas Memories.
One of my very favorite stories, and just to interject, that squeaking you hear is our dog, Charlie, because we're doing this at home.
Yes, our intern, Charlie B. Connors.
So I was the director of the Freeport Art Museum, and Tim was the head of the theater department at Freeport High School. And we'd been dating maybe 6 months or so, and we decided we really wanted to do something Christmassy. We were feeling out of the Christmas spirit. And we got together with our friend Mark Jansen, who I'd known since I was 8 years old. And the three of us decided that we would put on our own Christmas show, but we weren't sure what to do. And then I found a beautiful picture book called A Christmas Memory by Truman Capote. And it is one of my favorite short stories in the whole world. It's about a little boy, Buddy, semi-autobiographical by Truman Capote, a little boy, Buddy, and his aunt. And she's rather eccentric. And they go out into the woods to cut down a Christmas tree, and they find pecans to make fruitcake, and they make homemade Christmas ornaments. And then at the end, he goes off to college and is writing home to her. And it is just such a beautiful story. I wanted to use it. And I asked my brother Chris to help me to figure out how to take this story, this book, and turn it into something, a script that we could use on the stage. And he helped me do that. And then we realized that wasn't enough for a whole show. So I did the same thing for The Polar Express, which at the time was a new book. This is long before the movie ever came out. And A Visit from St. Nicholas. And then we put on a show, and it was in the gymnasium of what was then the St. Thomas School, but now it's the Freeport Clinic Annex, I think they call it. That's the squeaking from Charlie. Sorry about that. And we couldn't have done it there, except Mark and then also Chuck Isaac were really brilliant with lighting and stuff like that. They strapped lights to ladders, and we did this show in the gymnasium there, and it was wonderful. And it was a small cast. It was Danny Macumber, who was like six at the time, and her parents, and Cheryl Huggins and her son, and Bob Wetter, and Dan Danielowski and us, I think.
That was it.
That was it. And we sang a few songs, no piano. So we had my flute and Bob's guitar. And it was a lovely little show. We really enjoyed it. And we decided we wanted to continue doing it. And after that, then we moved it to Winnishick, which was really a perfect place for it because, it holds about 200 seats in the audience and it's cozy. So that worked out really well. And we wanted to make sure from the beginning that we were supporting our community. And so every single time we've ever done it, we've collected food for the Freeport Area Church Cooperative. And I'm pretty sure that first year tickets were either 50 cents or a dollar plus a food donation. And we felt great about it.
We really did. And it's so exciting for me to, I get the honor of taking the canned goods down to the Freeport Area Church Cooperative. Becky comes down sometimes It's been great.
It's usually like 1,000 pounds.
Yes, it is. It's between 1,000 to 1,200 pounds. And I always love it when they say, hey, we'll weigh it for you and we'll give you how much the weight is. And then I send it to the cast and it's kind of cool. So tell us a little bit about the Winnishick years. What are those all about?
Well, we had so much fun. And the show evolved every year. Like the second year, we added LaFrancine Baker and a couple other people. Maybe Alan Redford, I think, started that second year too. And we started doing, it became a bigger show. And then gradually, somehow, it evolved into these families. And it was our family with our two boys, Ethan and Henry. I'll always remember the time you sang a John Denver song to baby Ethan when he was not even 2 years old.
And he's now 27.
Yeah. And the Reed family, Terry and Richard Reed. And every year, Terry would write a story for the two of them and their seven children to do. Do you remember little Andrew going, and Rudolph?
I do.
And she wrote great stories for their family to do. And Gary and Jody Brubaker and their girls, Libby and Elise. And Gary has over the years written a number of songs and a couple stories for us to do as well. And Michelle Baumgartner and her kids and Alan Redford's kids joined us a couple times. So it became this big family affair. And, you could see the kids growing up and changing from year to year. And we had a great time doing it there. And the Freeport Art Museum, it was our project and we did it cooperatively with Winnishek. And it was just a really good partnership. But then I stopped being the director of the Freeport Art Museum in 2002 and became a teacher at Freeport High School instead. And so we stopped doing Christmas memories for a number of years.
And then we stopped. And then all of a sudden, we got the itch again to do it. And we moved back to my classroom, which was room 224. But for some reason, they changed the numbers. I'll never understand that one. And it became room 228 and studio theater. And we added student scholarships for
thespians. Well, that was the reason we moved it to Freeport High School, was because you and I were trying to think, okay, what's a way that we can raise some more money for student scholarships? And we toyed with a lot of ideas, doing a talent show to other things. And we thought, hey, we already have this Christmas memories idea that we've done successfully before. Let's move it to Freeport High School. And at that point, then the cast became either teachers or staff at FSD 145 and their families. And so then it was a whole new reincarnation of Christmas memories. And we did it in the studio theater, your classroom, for a number of years. And then I think it was because of COVID that we moved to the Jeanette Lloyd Theater.
We did. And we moved over to the Jeanette Lloyd Theater into the now new renovated JLT. And it's a beautiful, beautiful place where we've done all that. I know that there are many great stories that have taken place, but there are a couple that we do each year. The one at the beginning is...
Well, A Visit from St. Nicholas is the only story that we've done every single time. But every single year, except for the first year, we've ended the show with How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Right. So, Tim. Yes, and has been one of my favorite ones. I've stretched...
Tim's an excellent Grinch.
Thank you. I've stretched out a number of green sweaters because of that role, but it's been wonderful because it's nice around the Freeport area. If I'm at Cub Foods and someone walks by me and says, "What up, Grinch?" That's a compliment. And it's wonderful.
We think we've had 9 different people play Cindy Lou Who over the years. And right now it's Laura Stocker, who is a teacher, but all the other ones were small children, including our boys. It was little Ethan M. Who 1 or 2 years and little Henry H. Who 1 or 2 years, but all the children from the other families over the years. And as a matter of fact, Livia Dinderman was the last child to play Cindy Lou Who in The Grinch.
Right. And we always talked about maybe having a dog come running up for Max. And I think that's why Charlie's so loud during this, because he's a little irritated. He's not been asked to be Max yet. So it will go from there. But so we have traveled many a spot to do Christmas memories, and we're very proud of that.
And we do have a number of recurring stories, like Tim mentioned there. But so every year, basically, we start and end the same, but then all the stories in the middle, we switch up. And every year, I find new stories. I was adding it up, and we've done more than 60 different stories over the years. For instance, this year, we have 2 brand new stories that I found during the year. One is a really beautiful one called Too Many Tamales, which reminds me a little bit of Lucy and Viv at the Chocolate Factory and parts of it. And then the 7 Spools of Thread, which is a Kwanzaa story.
Oh, I love that story.
Yeah. And so they're brand new. And then we revive a couple from past years as well. This year happens to be Babushka's year. And we're doing Christmas Every Day, which is very funny and sarcastic. And we usually try to do a Hanukkah story as well, which we are doing a Hanukkah story for night number 3 this year. One of my favorites that we've done, I think just three times during the last 10 years or so was based on Charlie Brown comic strips. And I just pulled together a whole bunch of different Christmas themed comic strips, pulled out of newspapers from the Peanuts, and then reworked the song Happiness, which is in the musical You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, but reworked it with some Christmas lyrics. And that's been one of my favorite ones that we've done as well.
I'll tell you, we've had a lot of favorite memories for our Christmas memories show. Mm-hmm. And on stage, of course, doing the Grinch, but I would probably say I do an elf for a story. I don't remember
How Santa Got His Job by Stephen Krensky.
Right. How Santa Got His Job. And I think being able to have an elf voice like this throughout it was a whole bunch of fun. And hearing Jody Brubaker laugh, not only during rehearsals, but having Jody Brubaker laugh off stage during the show.
She's the biggest laugher for that.
Has been wonderful. But from a poignant memory, we were down at Winnishick one year and it was a matinee performance. And there was a boys' home group of kids that came. And you know, you don't know how kids are going to react to it, if they're going to like it or not like it. And it was a group of about 8 to 10 boys and they were so taken with it. I was walking and they like, can we help somehow? And I said, would you like to take all the canned goods and bring them out to my car? And they're like, we'd be honored to do that. And just was crazy. It was just a crazy, wonderful moment that I'll never forget.
My favorite moment, I was thinking about this today, as a matter of fact, and when we started doing it at the high school, our son Henry was still in high school. Ethan had already graduated, so he wasn't in it anymore, but Henry was still in it. And one year we brought back the Truman Capote, A Christmas Memory, and Tim had always, well, we did it maybe 3 or 4 times before that, but Tim was always the Truman Capote character, the narrator, doing a beautiful job. But this particular year, I played the aunt, Miss Sook, and Henry played young Truman Capote, who was called Buddy. And the three of us up on stage doing that together with our son there was just so special. And there is this moment in the story when Miss Sook says, and I'm paraphrasing here, she says something like, you know, I always thought heaven would be bright and colorful, pretty as the stained glass window in the Baptist church. But now I see that it's just going to be this, like every day, you and me having a great time together. And as for me today with the sun in the sky, I could go today and be happy. And as I was saying that speech, I looked over at Henry and I looked over at Tim and I was just carried away with joy because being on stage with my family and having friends and family backstage rooting for us and having friends and family out in the audience, I thought this really is it. This is joy.
It sure was. That was a pretty emotional time. The Christmas memories, we're going to have it at the Jeanette Lloyd Theater, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. The 5th and 6th will be at 7 o'clock p.m. The 7th will be at 2 o'clock p.m. for a matinee, of course.
Yeah, that's a Saturday.
That's a Saturday, the 7th. And prices for it, I believe.
They're $6 a ticket plus your food donation. And we are so proud of how much food we collect. So whatever food you can bring along to donate to the Freeport Area Church Cooperative, please do. And you can get the tickets ahead of time at
www.fsd145.org/tickets. And there you can.
And you can also just buy the tickets at the door too.
I would just
it's
do
such
that.
A huge theater that it is not going to sell out, I'm sure. But yeah, so you can just buy them that day as well.
The theater looks beautiful.
Bob
Winter does such a wonderful job. I always say
his lighting effects that he does for Christmas memories are just really great.
It's too. Like we're in Branson. It's great. It's like we're in Branson.
I don't know about Branson, but
okay.
But we love it. And Bob does a wonderful job putting that all the technical stuff together for us.
Well, we really hope that you come see this.
It's good for adults, good for children. It's a good mix of stories appealing to all different ages.
If you have any questions about that, you know how to get a hold of me on FreePod and whatever. There'll be some pictures on there for people to take a look at. But more importantly, it's an opportunity for you to start the Christmas spirit. What did Mark Jansen call it?
Oh, I'm so glad that you asked me that because I had forgotten about this. When we were putting together the very first show, our dear friend Mark Jansen said, you know, this is kind of like our homemade Christmas card for the community. And that is how I've continued to think about it every year when picking the stories, picking the songs and all doing the rehearsals and everything. This is our homemade Christmas card for the community. And that makes me really happy.
So we want you to stop by and see us at the Jeanette Lloyd Theater on the 5th, 6th, or 7th and open up our homemade Christmas card to you. It's a wonderful, wonderful, real quick, all the people that are involved with it this year.
This year, we have LaFrancine Baker, Gary and Jody Brubaker.
Pat Norman.
I'm always trying to be alphabetical.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then Pat Norman, Derek Simons, Laura Stocker, Roman Viveros, and new this year to the cast, first time in the cast, Denise McElwain.
And if you know Denise McElwain, she fills that theater with energy. So it's wonderful, wonderful to have her. And I'd love for you guys to come see some of our rehearsals at some point because the amount of laughter and the amount of joy we have.
Oh my gosh, we have a good time.
We have a good time. We really do have a good time.
And Jody laughs at everything that Tim says.
And she does. Jody is a really good audience for me. Jody is a really good audience for me. Well, thank you for listening to Tim Beck 2. Spread the word about Christmas memories. We'd love for you to take a look at it and watch our homemade Christmas card. Thank you, Becky.
We hope you enjoyed that conversation with Tim and Becky Connors about their upcoming show, Christmas Memories. Now, the second part of our interview, an interview with Tim Beck 2 host Tim Connors speaking with Carmela Jackson from Twice as Nice.
I am honored to be down at Twice as Nice with Carmela Jackson, and we would like to, first of all, congratulate her on 25 years of Twice as Nice. Welcome, Carmela.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here with you today.
I am so glad that you are here, Carmela. 25 years of anything is a long time. We all know that. How has it been as a business owner for 25 years?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question. That's probably more than we could even address in one podcast. however, I would say it is like being on a roller coaster ride that you can't get off. So there's been some amazing ups. There's been some very scary downs. And I think if you would ask any business owner if it's easy to run a business, nobody would tell you that it's easy. And so there's been some struggles. But because I have an amazing family that supports me, an amazing staff that's been with me, we've been able to make it for 25 years.
I think the one thing that I've noticed with doing Arctic Ale and other things and being around the downtown area, every single one of your stores has so many great things with the furniture and with the clothing and down at the Littles building. Oh my gosh, everything's so wonderful. How do you get everything sorted and set and ready to go for your crowd to come in?
Yes, that is a big, big job. Again, my staff helps me. I work 24 hours a day. I don't sleep. no, it is like an enormous undertaking. And we are very fortunate that our consigners bring us amazing things. And it literally is an everyday, all day situation. We are always here pricing new items, sorting through new items. And yeah, it's very overwhelming, but it is literally all we do every day. We get to look through all new stuff every day. And unlike a big box store, we are going to have, 10,000 different items as opposed to 1,000 of the same item. And so coming in here every day, it's like a new store every day. We put out 400 to 600 new items every day.
Wow.
So yeah, you can come in 1 week and then the next week come in and see a whole bunch of new stuff you didn't see the week before. So I do feel fortunate in that because it is kind of exciting. It's kind of fun. Every day is new, but it is a lot of work.
I think from someone who loves Freeport so much and how much you and TJ and Isaiah and everybody have been a part of the community, what has it been like for you to be around the Freeport area and helping a lot of Freeport people throughout these years?
Right. So that's one thing that I am so honored to be able to be a part of is this community. Now, 25 years is a long time. So some of my customers that started shopping with me 25 years ago still shop with me today. And so perhaps I was clothing their children 20 years ago. I'm now clothing their grandchildren. And so we've made lasting friendships. We've made relationships with other businesses. I really enjoy being a part of like some of the school programs. We get to donate to different events that are happening. We've been sponsors. We've donated, you know, prizes for silent auctions. Like we're able to be a part of all the things that are going on. And then there's so many events that are just for downtown. And we love to be like just right in the middle of everything. Like we want to be a part of all of those things. And we're happy that we have been for 25 years.
Well, as a speech coach for 32 years, I would like to thank you that when it's speech season time, a lot of times I always say twice as nice. First, I go, come on down, look for speech suits.
Yes.
And a former employee of yours who has always been one of my favorites was the one who pushed me down here. That was Cecily Eiler.
Oh, yes, of course.
Cecily Eiler. Yes, Cecily Eiler goes, Connors, we need speech suits. We need to go to Twice as Nice.
Yes,
and
yes.
We have been doing that ever since. So from my standpoint, thank you so much when it comes to that.
Yes, we're always excited to help out when we can.
What do you see in this holiday season with Twice as Nice? How are you helping? What is going on? And for the most part, does it get a little more rushed than other times?
For a small business, it can be a little difficult for us because we're competing with big box stores that have products that are, you know, giant prices, and then they can slash them down to half price, and, you know, people will flock to the doors. And us as small business owners, we're, you know, fighting to stay alive, hoping that people will think of us and come to us because it is so important. And of course, the home store is having some really great deals because we are moving next year in the spring. We're very excited about that.
Okay. So the excitement of you moving in the spring, I'm going to save my fun question for the end. So Let's talk about this.
Okay.
So you're moving in the spring. When is this going to take place and where are you going?
So we have just recently announced that both stores will be moving into the Lincoln Mall, the old Menards space. It's 40,000 square feet.
Wow.
We are going to be moving in the spring. I say the spring because I've never moved 18,000 square feet of product before, so I'm not really sure how long it will take, but we will hope to be open probably maybe mid-February, I would love, but at the latest March 1st, we will definitely be open in our new space.
Wow, from so 18,000 to 20,000 space that you have going into 40,000, you break it down into one store, you have it down in one store. How much easier is that going to be for you?
Oh my gosh, it's going to be amazing. First of all, both of my stores have stairs. So the new space, no stairs. We'll be able to just be all spread out for everybody to shop without having to worry about going up any stairs. We also are going to be able to send somebody to go look at a couch without leaving the front door. We don't have to tell them go up the street and find what you need up there. We'll be able to say just right over here, you can find a recliner. And then over here's a bikini. So we're just really excited about that.
You caught me on that one. Hey, honey, I need to go out and I need to look for a recliner and a bikini. So I'm going to go to Twice as Nice and I'm going to go. That's fabulous. I love that. So that's going to be quite an undertaking.
Oh, it is. And we've had a lot of positive response from the community. A lot of people are wanting to help us with that, which is amazing because it really is going to be a lot of work. But we are, you know, in 25 years, if there's anything, we have learned to just, you know, push forward without, you know, looking back.
You know what? Congratulations to you on that. How exciting. One spot, big spot. As someone who has lived here, has lived here for a long time. It's going to be nice to see that Menards area be full
with a
wonderful location.
Yes.
And I cannot wait to see what that takes place. All right. Here's a couple fun questions.
Okay.
You're in a fun individual.
Yes.
And I guess, and you've not said anything that scared either of us. So we're all good. We're all good on that. But I guess my question is, what's the strangest thing that has ever come through your door that you're like, oh my gosh, I can't sell that, or I can sell that?
Oh, well, that's a super interesting question. I would say maybe the strangest thing we got was a giant bag of weed stuffed in the front of a tennis shoe, which we were unfortunately unable to sell.
I was going to say, wow, no wonder you can move to a bigger location. You made some money on that. Well, right. that's an interesting one. Well, yeah. as I look and I see his sweatshirts and cardigans and yeah. plus tops and yeah. and sweaters, what do you want to finish off by saying to the community of Freeport and to all of us, not only about what's going on over these next few months here, but also about the new beginning over at the Lincoln Mall?
We just want to show our appreciation to everyone that's been involved, the consigners, the customers. We are doing this for you. Like, we want to make it easier for you. We want to be able to accept more items for you. We want to offer everything that you could ever want. So for my customers, my consigners, let us know what you're looking for. Let us know what you're trying to sell, because we do want to help you.
Carmela, thank you so much. Twice as nice, 25 years. Congratulations. Man, oh man, I'm looking at so many wonderful things. I realize this is going to be out on a Tuesday, but I'm down here on a Friday.
Yes.
Get on down to Twice as Nice. So many great things, especially that red and green polka dotted sweater in the front window. Oh my gosh.
For your Christmas won't fit, party. Yeah.
I won't fit into it. But Becky might. Yes, all right. Yes, so yes. You have a great, great weekend.
Thank you so
and good
much.
Luck to you at the Lincoln Mall. We'll see you then.
Thank you so much. Thank you.